You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you borrow a book from the Detroit Public Library and you don't get it back by the due date, how much will you pay for a late fee? Well, the answer now is absolutely nothing. The Detroit Public Library has eliminated all late fees and wiped away any past late fees. If you've got overdue books, you are officially in the clear. Atim Funchess is with the Detroit Public Library. So, Atim, the library first opened its doors March 25th, 1865. Has this ever happened in that 154-year-old history?
No, it has not. This is a first.
And how did the library come to this decision?
Well, we're actually following a national trend where we're realizing that fines on books are actually holding people back from actually coming back to the library or using the library services. And the whole point of the library is for you to come in and use our resources and have access to, you know, not just books, for example, but also to our digital resources, our streaming services, access to our computers, et cetera, to help you enhance your life. So this is something that we decided to jump aboard because we want to bring people back. We want people to come back and say, hey, you know, I know I had some fines, but we're not going to let that stop you from coming and enjoying your neighborhood library.
Will this leave much of a hole in the library's budget?
It will not. And actually, the fines that we typically get back for overdue books is less than 0.1% of our budget. So it's not going to affect us financially.
So how are you letting people know? Are you sending out notices to people who have owed fines to the library? How are you getting the word out?
Well, through folks like yourself and also through other media outlets. We have a strong presence online as well as through our social media. And we have a newsletter that we just put out that is distributed through a Michigan Chronicle, but also through all of our neighborhood locations. And we're just letting everybody know and telling everybody shouting out the window, you know, hey, fines are no longer an issue at your Detroit Public Library, so come on back, and it'd be great to see you.
What kind of response are you getting from people?
It's excitement. People are happy. We're getting a lot of sharing on through our social media, through Facebook and things of that nature, where people are like, you know, shouting out the windows, hey, this is great news. And, you know, it really is. I mean, and I know people don't typically, not bring books back, you know, or materials back on purpose late. But the fact that you can do that now and you won't be fined for it, it won't hurt you financially, I think it's just a wonderful thing, especially with, all the things that's going on in our economy and everything. It's just one less thing to have to worry about.
And this is not a case of some wealthy person covering the debt. This is a library making a policy change. Is it something you think other libraries can or should do easily?
Yes, and I think they are doing it. Like I said, it's a national trend. I know Denver Public Library's done it. St. Paul, Minnesota's Public Library's done it, for example. There's some smaller libraries in Michigan that are doing it. And it just really makes sense, again, because we found out that the fines are really hurting some of our constituents because they're not allowed to come back. They're not allowed to check out resources. And these are some of the folks that really need to have access. We are their lifeline in some ways. We are their only point where they can get onto the Internet, for example. So we shouldn't be holding them back because of a fine. So we're not doing it anymore.
No more late fees, and all past late fees are forgiven. Atim Funchess with the Detroit Public Library, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.